alive Indian soldier was found 5 days after he was buried in Siachen. His family oscillated between delight and despair for a few days. Expectedly, his countrymen displayed their shining patriotism for a week and then went on with their lives. How long will this continue? When in fact, only 48% of the area of Jammu and Kashmir that you see in Indian map is controlled by India. Particularly, the most disturbed part, Kashmir accounts only for 8%. However, the last 30 years, more than 50,000 deaths have been reported. Economically speaking, the state enjoys the lowest poverty rate at 3.5%, though the income generated in the state is not even sufficient to pay its own staff. And the state's literacy rate is lower than the national average. A Kashmiri gets 8 times more money from central government than you and I get. Indian government pays 10% of the total money for states just to Kashmir, while the state accounts for 1% of the population and 3% of the land area. So, why Kashmiris being so pampered? Because the state cannot and will not become part of India until the people of Kashmir accept India in a referendum. So, India is sitting on an incomplete process while the bleeding continues in the form of hostility with Kashmiris, becoming a target for global Islamic bigotry and security threat, monstrous expenditures on a failing cause, and most importantly, the loss of lives. In this backdrop, the majority in India, especially Hindus, look at Kashmir either as a work of Pakistan or as intolerance of Muslims towards a religious plurality. This view is severely flawed for the following reasons. First, every princely state in 1947 was free to choose India, Pakistan, or become independent. In that regard, Kashmir was no different from Nepal or Bhutan. The twist here is, the Sikh ruler of Kashmir wanted to become an independent country against the will of people. I repeat, against the will of people. Until Pakistan army captured a good portion of Kashmir. Now again, the Indian majority looks at the invasion of Pakistan as illegitimate. Maybe. But that was exactly the same Indian army did in Hyderabad and Saurashtra, where the Muslim rulers wanted to join Pakistan against the will of people. Do you get it? In the modern world, where the will of people mattered so much, the stand India has taken on Kashmir is untenable. Good or bad, carve out the land, give those fools their rights, allow them to be eaten by intolerant bigots, but retain Jammu and Ladakh. Finally, if your patriotism is still red hot so as to deny the rights of Kashmiris, would you put your brother or son to face terrorist attacks? This is cheap patriotism because it depends on poor Indian families for whom military is a source of livelihood. The right solution on Kashmir is not to maintain a festering wound forever. Thank you. To listen to other audios, please visit Facebook page at crossroads/ELA. Thank you.